We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The U.S. women's hockey team gearing up for the Olympics already just around the corner in the beginning of February. And they're going to be having a residency right here in the Twin Cities. Of course, very appropriate. They're going to be using Super Rink in Blaine as a home base. The entire team, they're starting out with a roster of 28 and have to cut that down to 23, which, similar to U.S. women's basketball, it's just seems like an impossible task. But someone involved in that process is Joel Johnston. He is the Team USA Women's Olympic Hockey Coach. Coach, thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to just get your overall thoughts about the My Why Tour, which is going to be against Canada, three separate games, including at Xcel Energy Center.
Yeah, thanks for the time this morning, Sloan. It's the My Why Tour is a great opportunity to put our team out on the road and play some games, some meaningful games against Canada. You know, as most people know, there's been a storied and very intense rivalry with between the Team Canada and Team USA women's hockey teams, and so it's good gives us some great competition. We're playing two games this weekend out in one in Pennsylvania, the other in Connecticut, and then eventually we make our way through some Canada games and then back into the U.S. in December, finishing on December 20th in St. Paul. So we're very excited about it.
Most recently, this is just back in August in Calgary, was the IIHF Women's World Championship. The U.S. streak of gold medals ended at 5. They lost to none other than Canada, 3-2 in overtime. Is that a result that you feel like is fueling Team USA as you gear up for these games and for the Olympics?
Yeah, I think anytime you lose a hockey game in a spot like that, it brings some clarity that winning sometimes doesn't. And so I don't know if there's extra fuel. The games are always very competitive. The rivalry is very intense, as I mentioned. So I don't think it has any extra, but I think it certainly brought us a reminder that we don't like to be on the losing end of the scoreboard. And so I think there is some passion and some excitement to get these games going.
Can you tell us more about the roster development and how that's going to work? You know, leading in, I just don't envy anyone who has to make cuts for the squad because of the depth of talent that Team USA has. I'm sure everyone's going to be watching what happens to Minnesotans on this roster. What can you say about that process? And what determines someone being a member of the Olympic team versus just left off?
Yeah, you know, I think to tackle that last question, there really is such a small margin of difference. You know, every player of the 28 that we have, and frankly, even probably a few more players, are very deserving of an Olympic roster spot. They're the best of the best, and they've worked hard their entire lives to turn into, you know, what the best description is, a professional moment to be, you know, in this spot in the first place. And so, you know, we certainly have a number of Minnesotans, as most hockey teams do at the international level, for Team USA. But it'll be very difficult, and that's why these games are important. We're mixing in several scrimmages against you know, men's and women's teams back when we're training in Blaine, as you mentioned. And so the combination of their games against Canada, along with their other scrimmage and practice opportunities, allows us as a staff, our coaches, and the rest of our Team USA staff to get good opportunities to evaluate And at the end of the day, you try to put the right puzzle together and that you think is going to give you the best chance in Beijing. But certainly it's a very tough thing to do. And I don't envy any of the final processes because all these players are deserving.
I have to let you know that I'm going to be in Madison this weekend broadcasting a WCHA game for Big Ten Network, Wisconsin and Ohio State, the top two teams in the nation. I wanted to ask you, though, away from Team USA, you are also the head coach at St. Thomas. What's that transition been like so far? The team 2-3, or I believe 2-3-1 this season. What has that been like for you?
It's been so exciting. It's been a highlight, you know, I think to help the program transition from the Division III to Division I. Just a great start. We've got a great staff and a group of players that I think we're surprising a few people with how quickly we're adjusting. You know, it's a very tough league, as you know. If you're going to Madison this weekend, that'll be a very entertaining series of hockey at the women's college level. So the St. Thomas process so far has been great. It's such a great time to be involved in that institution. It's a special place, and I can't wait to get back from being out of town and spend some more time with those players as well.
Well, I am excited to see how St. Thomas is going to grow and compete in this conference, which it is already, because I think it's just maybe my Midwest bias. I know we see some great players in Hockey East as well, not trying to disrespect them over there, the Northeasterns and the BCs, but it's very cool that we have the WCHA right here in our backyard, and now even more teams to take in locally. Head coach of Team USA Women's Hockey, Joel Johnston, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, Sip.
All right, we'll have more sports coming up with Hammer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.